Finally. I thought this window would never open. Okay. I need to be so damn quiet. He can't hear me. Damn, that looks like a good victim. Jesus Christ. Okay. That blood will be amazing. Where's your arm? Ah, here it is. Okay, handsome guy. I am just going to bite your arm. And you're not gonna wake up, okay? You're in such a deep sleep. And you will not wake up. Let's just pop your vein a bit. There it is. Damn, that's a good looking vein. Gonna get so much blood out of that. Ooh. How about your other arm, though? Why am I even talking to myself? This vein is way bigger, and much more blood is gonna go through this. Okay. Dear handsome feller, this will hurt a little bit. Or it won't, if you're still asleep. Either way, I'm really sorry. But here we go. Oh my god. Do you even iron, bro? Okay, seems like you didn't wake up. Perfect. Now, for the other arm. Oh my god, what the hell are you eating and stuff? Like, your blood is amazing. That's the most high quality blood I've ever tasted. Huh? Oh, you're awake. This is a little awkward. You're not supposed to wake up, sir. Sir, go back to bed. Nothing is happening here. Nothing sus is happening. Nope, you're going back to sleep. Nothing to see here. Just a little vampire sneaking into your room and without consent feeding from you. Nothing more, of course. So, if you please would close your eyes and forget this ever happened. Okay, I'm sorry. What? You didn't have to freaking grab my throat like that and pin me to your bed. Jesus, I'm just a vampire. Calm down. Chill out, my guy. I'm just a vampire. Nothing's happening here. I'm just sucking your blood. Like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna call the police? Huh? Are you gonna call the cops on me? Just call the cops on a little vampire boy sneaking in your room? No, you're not. Wait a second. Is that champagne on your nightstand? Yeah, I'm really sorry. I know I should be focusing on you basically threatening my life right now. But, I mean, you have champagne. Couldn't we at least, like, talk this situation over over like a glass of champagne. Damn, can I see the bottle, please? Can you please let me go for like 1 second? I promise afterwards, you can do whatever you want to me, but first, just let me see that bottle. Let me see that bottle.
Oh my god. What's this?
C'est Marquis de Soleil. Oh my god. C'est plus bon, hein? Jesus Christ, that's like super expensive and stuff. Where'd you get this bottle? Huh? You stole it? Wait, you what? You stole it? Really? You know what? I like guys who are a little criminal. That's like super, like a big, that's like such a big coincidence, you know? I have a thing for guys that break the law. I just find it really hot. But enough about like our chemistry. I know our chemistry is like super great, and this will most likely be a roleplay that ends up in me doing stuff to you in a very spicy way, but let's focus on the champagne first. Jesus Christ. Do you mind if I have a glass? You don't, right? Okay, that's what I thought. Ooh, listen to that sound. That's the sound of expensive champagne, though. Oh my god. This stuff. Oh my god, it's boiling. Jesus Christ. That's some good champagne. Hey, I know I'm like not supposed to be here right now. And this must be like a little strange for you to have a vampire in your room. But like, can't we just get to know each other over a glass of champagne, huh? Here, I'll pour you one as well. You get some champagne as well. You must be like feeling a little weak from all the blood sucking I've been doing to you. Here you go. Nice and full. Come on. Have a little glass with me. Come on. I promise, it's gonna be fun. Come on, come on. There you go. To your healthy blood. Anyways, you are super handsome. Why is that? I just don't understand how somebody can be as handsome as you are. The thing is, we vampires, like, most of us are super handsome. Like, look at me, I'm, like, insanely handsome. But the thing is, like, humans, you guys usually are, like, ugly. Yeah, very ugly. How do you, like, become not ugly and, like, very handsome when you're not a vampire? I explain it to me. I just don't understand. It's just genetics, huh? But you must have some products you use on your skin to glow like that. I mean, come on. You're like the most handsome person I've ever seen in my life. You look so damn fine. I wouldn't mind it if you were my boyfriend. I mean, do you want to be my boyfriend? Like, I would totally go out with you and stuff. Like, do you want to be my boyfriend? Like, should we marry each other? Like, oh, it's a little too early for that, huh? Yeah, I was just sucking your blood like 5 minutes ago. Anyways, my name, just call me V. Yeah, just call me V. Wait a second. I can't be called V because my twin brother is already V. You know, I have a twin brother called Vitali, and like he goes by V. So like, me Victor. I can't really go by V, can I? That's kind of like sus if I pick my brother's short name, right? You know, just call me V as in Victor. No, that's still V. You can call me Vic if you want to. Oh, just Victor. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Anyways, what are your plans for tonight? Do you want to hang out with me? You're sleeping. I almost forgot. You humans sleep at night. That's so boring. Like, the night is the most interesting part of, like, the 24-hour cyclist. You know, like, there's so much stuff you can do at night. There's, like, going out and partying. Excuse me. There's also, like, you know, meeting up with people for some, you know, fun activities. Also, there's night shops that sell champagne and stuff. So, how about you and I? I take you on a trip to the city. And then we buy ourselves some more of that expensive champagne with your credit card, of course, because I don't have any money. I'm a vampire. Like, what am I gonna do? Work at a hospital where I can just steal blood bags to feed myself on? Yeah, that would actually be a good idea. No, you're paying. Yeah, you're paying. So, how about we have a date? I'm just super gay. You know, I'm really gay. And I have never had a boyfriend before. And I've been searching, like, throughout your whole city for a boyfriend. But I haven't found any boyfriend. So, the thing is, you're, like, my final option, actually. And I just really like looking at your face. And I just... can you please be my boyfriend? I'm so sorry if I made a bad impression on you. Let's start over. I am Victor. I'm a vampire / alcoholic. On my days off of being a vamp... No, that doesn't make sense. Look, I'm not an alcoholic. I just... My name is Victor. I am a vampire that enjoys the taste of champagne every once in a while. And also blood. And also boy milk. That's right. I really enjoy boy milk. I think you know what I mean when I say boy milk. Yes, it's like my favorite beverage. And I just love it so much. So how about you give me your boy milk, huh? Come on. Don't be shy. I won't bite. Your, well, I can't promise I won't bite, but you know, if you're, like, down like that, if that's your thing, then I guess it's just, you know. No, but seriously, like, Like, I know I'm a bit weird, and I'm really sorry that I'm weird, but, look at me, I'm pretty handsome as well, and I think it's better for you to get a handsome vampire boyfriend like me, really cute, if you start to really look at me, like, just look into my eyes. I know they're kind of like, you know, they're a bit different because I'm a vampire, but... And also, some guys actually get turned on by vampires and stuff like that. Have you never read Twilight or saw the movies? Aren't you, like, super attracted to vampires? I bet you are. So, what if I kiss your neck and nibble on your neck and also suck your... Hey, I'm trying here. Come on. Just let me do my thing. I promise you'll like it. Okay? Do we have a deal? Like, if you don't like the stuff I'll do to you. Then you can just kick me out, and I'll leave, and I'll never disturb you again, and I'll just seek some blood from another handsome guy. But if you kind of like the things I do to you, can I be your boyfriend, please? I'm just kind of desperate for a boyfriend. Okay. First of all, I want your neck right now. I kind of want to suck the blood out of your neck. Can I please do that? I'll just do it. Jesus Christ, your blood tastes amazing. Can I please do the other side as well? Thank you. Ow. Oh my god. This is even more buzzing than the champagne. You taste even more delicious than you look. Please be my boyfriend. Please? Okay. You don't have to say yes and stuff. But can I at least do you a favor? Like, can I make you feel good? There's like a big win-win situation for us both in this situation. You know, I like sucking blood. And you probably like the feeling of me sucking blood, you know? So how about I just go and suck a little more blood, because I'm a vampire who enjoys blood so much. And you happen to have a lot of blood, huh? Don't you? Just relax and let me do my thing. So what do we have here? Whoa, is this a big bulge? It appears to be a bulge. Oh god, you know, I have a thing for bulges. Can I please touch your bulge? Thank you. It feels really, really big though. Jesus Christ. Oh my god, is that your balls and cock? I like it. It feels amazing. You have a good penis. I approve your penis. Can I please pull down your sweatpants and reveal your dick, please? Thank you. Oh my god. Ooh. What's this? Oh, it's a boy penis? Yes, it is. Can I please suck it off? I have a bit of a thing for sucking, you know. No, I promise there will be no teeth at all. I will not suck the blood out of your penis, but I will, however, suck your cum out of your penis, because I'm kind of obsessed with the taste of cum. That's right, I'm just like a sucker, no pun intended, for boy milk. I want your boy milk. I want all of it. I want every single drop of boy milk you have to offer. Oh, fuck. Where's a nice penis go? It fits right in my mouth. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh my god. It just fits perfectly inside of my... Oh, what are you doing? Oh. You're pulling down my head, aren't you? You cheeky boy. You're enjoying this just as much as I am, right? Oh, fuck. I fucking love your penis. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck yeah. Are you liking this, huh? Me as well. I just love having a cock pushed down my throat. This is easy there, big boy. What? I look good with a cock in my mouth? Oh, really? You think I look cute with a cock down my throat? That's the sweetest thing anyone has ever... Huh? Oh, you gonna come? You gonna squirt your boy milk inside of me? Yeah, okay. Let's go, boy milk! Shoot it. Just shoot it all in my mouth, please. That was so hot. Oh my god, your boy milk tastes... It's heavenly. It tastes so much better than blood. What are you doing? You pinned me down again? Huh? You want me to sleep with you? Wait, sleeping as you putting your cock inside of my ass? Oh, just sleeping. Well, I must say, I'm not really that warm to have in your bed, you know. Huh? You're hot anyways. Yes, sir. You definitely are hot, but I don't think you mean in that way, right? You are? Oh, so you kind of want to use me to cool off a bit while you sleep. You're going to use me as your own coolinement, huh? You're going to use me as your little ice cream pop thingy to put in your bed. All right, that's kind of hot. Yeah, I could get into that. But does that mean I got to be a little spoon? Hell yeah. Let me just finish my champagne real quick, and then I'll just go into your arms. It's still really good, though. Okay, how do you want to do this? You're very crabby, aren't you? This is relaxing. This is peaceful. I could fall asleep to this. Yeah, I like it when a boy cuddles me. It makes me feel, drowsy. And I just like how warm you are. And how you grab me tight. And just, stroke my shoulder. and also how I can feel your warm breath on my neck. I love feeling you this close to me. Oh, I think I'm about to pass the fuck out. I don't think I'll just last the Mm-hmm.